Well, they know the strength of our defenses, our two edge rushers in DeMarcus and Vaughn. And then you get in third and long, you got to worry about Malik and Wolf on the inside. So, you know, that's your best bet. And then teams are trying to play it safe because they don't want our offense to be on the field and getting a good rhythm. And now that we have a really good run game, you know, we're controlling the clock. So it's almost like they're playing keep away and just moving the ball forward as much as they can.
What makes him so difficult to sack, Phillip Rivers? Why is he so difficult to bring down?
He has great pocket awareness. And, you know, edge rushers don't like going against him because he doesn't drop back far in the pocket. So, you know, the interior guys have to do a good job, again, pushing the pocket, you know, making him uncomfortable because he has a low, you know, throwing trajectory. So, you know, he's got to get a lot of pressure in his face.
But he seems to have an amazing knack and awareness and poise, especially on third down. Mm-hmm. When you think you got him bottled up, it's third and long, somehow he makes that amazing throw and threads the needle.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about them is it's almost like we're going against our own offense. You know what I mean? The coach that is there now was here, and it's almost the same system. So, you know, this week in practice, everything we've been doing, it's almost like we're going against Peyton. So, you know, it's difficult because they create third and short opportunities. They don't want to be in third and long. Same thing with our offense. So they want to keep the game manageable and keep time of possession.